Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a little controversial topic, which a lot of people ask. It's often brought up by non-Muslims regarding the Quran and also Islam in general. It's also tied up with, you know, a lot of modern-day misgivings regarding Islam and the Quran and Muslims as well. But the source of this misgiving and this objection is a verse of the Holy Quran, which we're going to recite for you today here on The Key. That verse is verse number 34 of Surah Nisa. Surah Nisa, which is the fourth surah of the Holy Quran. In this verse, God Almighty says, the part of the verse that's directly related to our topic at hand is this:
وَاللَّاتِ تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ فَإِذُوهُنَّ وَاهْجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ وَاضْرِبُوهُنَّ.
The translation of this verse goes as follows: as for those wives whose misconduct you fear, first advise them, and if ineffective, keep away from them in the bed, and as the last resort, beat them. Then, if they obey you, do not seek any course of action against them. A lot of people say that this verse propagates violence towards women, and it allows a man to beat his wife, which affirms the general idea that Islam is a violent religion. It's an anti-feminist religion. It's against women. It doesn't allow women the same rights as men, and so on and so forth. So the question we want to ask today is regarding this verse. We want to examine this verse, and inshallah, probably we're going to be continuing this discussion in some of our forthcoming sessions. Right. So you looked at you heard the translation of the verse. Now let's examine the verse in general and see what exactly it says. First of all, in order to understand this verse, we need to understand a word that has been mentioned in the verse, which is nushuz.
Wallati takhafuna nushuzuhunna.
What does this word mean? This word basically, according to Quranic commentators, it refers to the idea that a woman would prevent her husband, would not allow her husband to, benefit from her in a physical manner, right? And to prevent him from establishing sexual relations with her husband, right? So without any valid reason. We're not talking about the case where Muslim, for example, the woman is sick, or you know, physically there's some ailment with her, or is there some problem where she cannot freely allow her husband to enjoy sexual relations with her. But in the case where there is no other, there's no valid excuse, if such a woman prevents her husband from doing so, they call this nushuz. So therefore, this verse, it's specifically related to this case, and it's not related to, let's say, the case where a woman would disobey her husband as far as performing her other household duties, other household activities are concerned, such as cleaning the house, taking care of her kids, and so on and so forth. According to Islamic jurisprudence, a husband doesn't have any right over his wife. As far as these activities and responsibilities are concerned, and the wife is not religiously responsible to perform them, and if she denies the performance of them, her husband doesn't have any right upon her, and he cannot beat her from this point of view. Imam Raza alayhi salam said, وَالزَّرْبُ بِالسِّوَاكِ وَشِبْهِهِ زَرْبًا رَفِيقًا. The Imam said that this person should hit his wife with a siwak. A siwak is a small piece of wood. you know, and even bigger than a toothbrush, for example. And also the Imam adds that the act of hitting should be very, very lenient, and it shouldn't be very powerful. It shouldn't cause any kind of physical harm to the wife. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at violence against women and a right of a husband to beat his wife. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.